Good rebound. He'll brought in by Williams again. This one's no good. And rebound to Lasky. Lakers has 12 offensive rebounds in this quarter, 14 in the evening. Colby Meeks for the long two from the right wing is in for two. And Badax out by four, 11-7, 105 left in the first quarter.
That's two quick shots for Colby Meeks. I think I'd feed him all he could eat.
Mason Dubes dribbling against Souls, and looks like we're going to have a body check against Souls. This will be his first, team's third for Badax. Fouls right now, Badax 3, Lakers nothing. 59 seconds left in the first quarter. Badax 11, Lakers 7. A two-possession game as Lakers will inbound right at midcourt. Williams into Dubes, into the right corner, into Hunter Keim in the lane. Goes up strong. This one can't find the bound of the rim. And rebound brought in by Colby Meeks. To the right wing, Cody Tlaski goes down the right side of the lane. Floater way off the mark. Jensen Emmer gets the offensive board, though. And Badax still has possession. Jensen Emmer goes inside the lane, off the mark, no good. Rebound, Carson Binder. Here come the Lakers, trailing by 4 points, 35 seconds left. Carson Binder out of control, and he is going to be called for the charge as he took that right elbow right through his defender.
That was not even a zone clear out, but he sure took his man out.
First personal, first team for the Lakers, 33 seconds left in the first quarter, 11-7. Substitutions, looks like number three, Aaron Souls, sits down. And Spencer Britt checks in for Badax. Jack Clancy across the timeline, left right across your radio to the high post. Jensen Emmerich, the left elbow. Spencer Britt, right wing, one dribble back to Clancy, down to Emmerich. And this one's being batted away and into the hands of Dubes. And it's stolen away by Spencer Britt on the other side. Six turnovers for both teams, 9 seconds left. Spencer Britt, the left wing, goes up for the very long two, and it's in, hits the bound of the net, and it's now the largest lead of the night. 6 points at the end of the first quarter. Badax 13, Lakers 7, right here on the WNLW Sports Network.
Auto Show bonus cash has arrived at the mall. That's a Flannery GM Auto Mall in Badax. $1,000 in Auto Show bonus cash on select vehicles. 0% 72-month financing available. GM card holders look in the mail for additional GM card enhancements. Save almost $14,000 on a fully loaded 2018 GMC Sierra SLE Crew Cab 4x4 with 5.3-liter VA engine, driver and passenger heated power bucket seats, rear vision camera, 20-inch wheels, trailering package, brake controller, and spray-in bed liner. It's only $39,277. How about a 2019 Buick Encore with sport touring package, navigation, remote start, dual zone climate control, power seat, and rear vision camera? It's only $19,058. Lease it as low as $154 a month. Lease a 2019 GMC Acadia SLE2 with 3.6-liter V6 engine, heated seats, second row buckets, Bose audio system, power liftgate, and tri-zone climate control. Only $290 a month. Lease price is based on employee pricing, but $2,000 down on a 24-month, 12,000-mile per year lease. GMC, we are professional grade. So hurry to the Flannery Auto Mall, located 1 mile east of downtown Badax. See dealer for details or go to FlanneryAutoMall.com.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Badax inbounds, and the Lakers immediately fouls. This will go against number 21, Carson Binder. That is his second, team's second, so he has all the fouls for the Lakers. Badax will inbound again. Jack Clancy, top of the key. Passing around, tries to feed it to the high post, and instead it gets into the hands of Siegfried. Seventh turnover for Badax. 13-7, Badax leading by 6 points. Lakers on offense. Mason Pasek, top of the key, gets a screen from Siegfried. Not well executed, though, and they reset the offense with Anthony Sheridan at the point guard. Siegfried tries to feed it down and goes right out of bounds. Sophomore error there. And this will result in the seventh turnover for the Lakers. In that first quarter, Lakers out-rebounded Badax 15-7. But here's the crazy part, 12 offensive rebounds, 3 defensive rebounds for the Lakers.
Unfortunately for the Lakers, though, it was 15% on their shot.
Cody Tlaski airmails one right into the hands of Siegfried going the other way. Lakers on offense, Garrett Bowles takes the three. This one's no good. Rebound still loose, but looks like should be traveling as Siegfried brought in the rebound and spun right over top of himself, and this will give the ball to the Bad Axe Hatchets.
In the first quarter, the Hatchets had one shot made inside the paint and everything, but they were still 6 for 13, 46%.
Not bad. It's like they practice in this gym. Over to the left wing, Spencer Britt, Jack Clancy, now to Cody Tulaski. Back to Jack Clancy. To Tulaski. Carson Binder all over Clancy. Spencer Britt back to Clancy, top of the key. Runner to Colby Meeks in between the high and low post. Spencer Britt long two in the corner. Air ball, but we have a whistle after the shot was taken, and it's going to be on the floor. And this looks like it's going to be against Lakers. Number two, Mason Pasek. That's his first, team's third. Very bizarre feel to the game suddenly here, John.
It is really weird. Hard to explain.
That's why we get paid the big bucks, John.
Well, you know, it seems like, okay, let's play this first half, get it out of the way, and let's have the real game in the second half.
Bad Axe feeds it over to Spencer Britt. He can't hang on to it. Dribbles it right out of bounds. And the eighth turnover for the Bad Axe Hatchets. So both teams counteracting each other with the turnover, and then the other team responds with a turnover themselves.
Both teams are squandering opportunities.
Just like that, Garrett Bowles throws it right out of bounds as Carson Binder dipped when he should have ducked, and it goes right out of bounds. Ninth turnover for the Lakers.
You know, when you're struggling, that's going to happen, like that just happened with Mr. Bowles. But I'll tell you what, just go ahead and just, don't even think about it, okay? Let's play ball right now.
No one has scored in the last 2 minutes. It's still Bad Axe 13, the Lakers 7. 6:06 left in the second quarter. Spencer Britt right wing into the corner to Colby Meeks. Back to Britt. One dribble back to Clancy. Top of the key, down to the low post to Meeks underneath the hoop. Nothing there. Gives it to Jack Clancy. He dives down the lane, and this one's swatted away by Anthony Sheridan. But it's still loose right at midcourt, and we're going to have a scrum. It looks like that should have been over and back. As Colby Meeks threw it in the hands of Cody Tulaski, and it went into the backcourt. Regardless, though, Cody Tulaski takes the three left wing. No good. Rebound Spencer Britt to keep Bad Axe's possession on this side of the court. Tulaski throws it over to Siegfried on the other team. Siegfried can't hang on to it. It goes out of bounds. Bad Axe ball.
I like Jack Clancy's action. I really do. I mean, he's really aggressive, taking that ball right inside everything. But that time he got stuffed, that might have altered his second possession at it.
Jensen Emmerich at the top of the key to Jack Clancy, right wing. Resets the offense. No hurry. Lakers in the zone, starting to come out and meet him. 5:15 left in the first half. To Meeks at the left elbow. Now Tulaski on the baseline giver. And he gives it back, and this one's swatted away, and here comes Lakers. We won't call it a turnover, but we'll call it a rebound for the Lakers. But Cody Tulaski steals it right away. In transition, he is hammered going up against Carson Binder. And this will be the third personal against Carson Binder, so we will not see him for quite some time. Looks like Mason Williams will be coming in to replace him. Carson Binder has three personal fouls. Lakers has four altogether. At the free throw line, Cody Tulaski shooting two. He was what you consider the savior a week ago against Reese's. He was almost automatic from the free throw line, and there he makes his first one. 7-point lead ties the largest for the Bad Axe Hatchets, 14-7. 4:59 left in the second quarter.
We have him shooting roughly around 77% from the foul line.
Taking his time. And nope. But rebound Meeks to keep Bad Axe on offense. Jack Clancy at midcourt directing traffic against Bulls. Over to left wing, curving for three, the long three. And this was Amazon Prime, two-day shipping out of bounds. And last touched on Colby Meeks, threw it off of Siegfried, and Bad Axe will retain possession.
Correction on the last shot, that was Souls.
Excuse me, Souls,
and,
yes.
And I kind of wonder if he's going to take that kind of a shot again.
Highly doubtful. Jack Clancy gets the inbound at the right wing, dribbles back up to the top of the key against Bowles. Over to Souls.
Got a chance.
Jack Clancy, top of the key. Back to Souls.
Thought about it.
Three. Did not, though. Little hot potato. Cody Tulaski open at the right wing for three. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Pasek, and here come the Lakers. Trailing by 7 points, 14-7. Williams dribbling at the right wing at the right elbow, pulls up for the jump shot. No good. Rebound